This is Dr. Dave dictating history and sorry, dictating progress note on Neha, N-E-H-A, last name Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Her date of birth is August 7, 1995. New paragraph. This 27-year-old female who does not smoke or drink comes here for evaluation. She has several different things she wants to talk about. New paragraph. In February, she got sick with severe neck pain, some swelling in the neck, eyes red and swollen. She also had fever. She saw a primary care physician, and during examination, she was found to have positive lymph nodes in the neck, and she was told her liver was enlarged also. Her face was slightly swollen. She had workup, and it showed CRP elevated, AST, ALT elevated. At that time, TB gold test was done. It was positive. So CT scan of the lungs were done, but it was non-diagnostic. Patient also had significant fatigue. She was started on prednisone, and then she was referred to a rheumatologist. A rheumatologist again saw her, and she worked her up further, and ANA test was positive, and she was also told that she may have mild lupus positive test. The patient subsequently started feeling well. However, because of the positive TB gold, the rheumatologist suggested that she should take treatment with rifampicin and isoniazid. Patient is here for second opinion. New paragraph, past medical history, she has history of anxiety. New paragraph, physical exam. This is very pleasant, 27-year-old female. Normochephalic, eyes, ENT, unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her recent SED rate was 9, and everything else is as mentioned in the chart. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, history of positive TB gold test. Diagnosis 2, significant anxiety. Diagnosis 3, recent worries and subsequent hair loss. New paragraph recommendations. Patient was reassured. She was told that since TB gold is positive, we may have to repeat it in 2-3 months. And if it consistently stays positive, then she could benefit from 6 months of rifampicin. I don't think, 6 months of isoniazid. I don't think she might need rifampicin. Also, because of hair loss, she has started taking turmeric pill. I suggested she could take instead turmeric roots, which are fresh, and she could buy it from Indian grocery stores. Also, she was told that there is less likelihood that she could have tuberculosis, so a close follow-up might suffice. Thank you. This is a progress report on Neha Patel. Yeah.